happy and honored to welcome the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He is Steve Forbes on the new 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. Steve, how are you?
Stevie, good to be with you. Thank you.
One of my favorite movies is Apollo 13, and as Ed Harris said, playing Gene Kranz, he said, "What on this aircraft works? What on this spacecraft works?" I asked Steve Forbes this question this morning. What has Barack Obama gotten right?
Well, I guess maybe he's improved his golf swing. I don't know.
Is that about? But, I know that you're obviously going to have a lot of different opinions than our current president. But is there anything that he's done that you said, that's not bad?
He started to move on the Korean Free Trade Agreement. He hasn't pushed it through Congress yet, but at least he got that off the shelf, dusted that off. With Phoenix, so that was a very moving speech after what happened in Tucson. So
I don't think it's gotten more civil, though. It hasn't gotten any more civil, this diet.
that's the thing. There's no follow-through. And talking about civility, as some others have pointed out, when these union extremists in Wisconsin made death threats against some of these Republicans, somebody said, that's not civil, and yet it didn't get much denunciation in the mainstream media. And so in the president's move to the center, that lasted about 3 or 4 weeks, and now it's so far business as usual. He has not taken the lead on the budget, not taken the lead on entitlements. And the most weird thing, Stevie, is that he goes to war, sends his country to war, while he's on a trip to Brazil. I mean, how strange is that?
I don't know, and there's been some incredible head-shaking moments for me in the last few weeks. I mean, when all of this is happening in Japan, when all of this is going on with Libya, he announces that he has his brackets finished for the tournament. I was stunned. Now listen, the basketball tournament's a big deal and everything else. I would have filled them out if I'm president, but I don't think I'd have gone on ESPN at the current time because it didn't seem appropriate.
Well, that's right, and timing and place is critically important in that job. And yes, you can take all your communications equipment with you when you go to Brazil and all that kind of thing. You know what's happening around the world. But you'd think he could put that trip off for a day or two while he's committing U.S. forces in Libya. And then to sort of pretend in Libya, oh, it's the British and French, and we're sort of going along for the ride. I mean, come on, give me a break. And who's in charge? Is it he's in charge, or is it Hillary who's in charge? What are the objectives in Libya? It's just kind of like he's on another planet.
Is it possible, Steve Forbes, that they have not thought ahead to the point of, if we go in and help these rebels, who might the rebels be?
Well, that gets to what kind of diplomatic corps and intelligence we have, that we don't know some of these people. But if we'd made it clear a month ago that whoever gets in, we'll take a chance on, as the French did with this rebel council, and gave him diplomatic recognition and made it very clear you want Gaddafi out, okay, fine. But what you see is disarray. He does not want to go in, yet he sort of knows he might have to go in. So you get this dithering, which reminds one of Jimmy Carter.
And if you go in for humanitarian purposes, does that not set the bar a little lower for us reacting to others' hot spots in the world?
Well, it certainly does. And then if you don't react to other hot spots, it's because of the oil. Well, Libya produces oil, but it's not a major factor in the world. No comparison to Saudi. But it's all very, very confusing. And I think people are a little disturbed by it. And this is where firm leadership is critical. Americans don't like to go on these things overseas. But if a president makes a case that it has to be done, we give them the benefit of the doubt. We rally around the flag, at least initially. But they don't seem to have done the hard work, the real homework, before they went in. And then he wants to pretend that this is all an international operation. Okay, fine. But at the end of the day, Stevie, the United States has to take the lead. The United States has to make things happen. If you just leave it to committees, you get paralysis, delay, and you get the kind of indecision we have now. Well, were the French supposed to go in when they did? Who's in charge on the field? Is it NATO? Is it some other organization we're creating? It's not very very edifying and inspiring or I think those who may wish us ill are going to look at that very carefully. It's not good for us.
Chairman and Editor-in-Chief of Forbes Media, Steve Forbes. All right, if you were in the White House, Steve, and you had a magic wand, you could make an executive order, what would be the first thing or the first things you would do?
Well, aside to making you head of the Federal Communications Commission with the purpose of abolishing it.
That's exactly right. We'd dismantle it, right?
Outlived its usefulness decades ago, but technology, I think, has done that one in, I hope, someday. But in terms of talking about the economy, I think number one, a strong and stable dollar. So we stop this inflation before it becomes a real problem. Reform the tax code, simplify the tax code, repeal Obamacare and start over again. Those would be three good things to start with.
All right, Tim Pawlenty apparently is on his way. He's going to try. There's going to be a lot of Republicans, but don't you think that Barack Obama's still the man to beat? I mean, he's going to have $1 billion to spend.
Any incumbent is going to be formidable. We forget that in 1980, Jimmy Carter was even with Reagan in the polls right until mid-October. And so you never underestimate an incumbent. So, but I think the candidate that emerges from the process in this year and next year, I think will be a strong candidate for the Republicans. We don't know who it is. We don't know how these people are going to do when they get out in the firing line.
You think Chris Christie would make a run if he decided to run? I know he says he's not.
He's one where, because of the calendar, he cannot really make a move until the fall, which is very late, and circumstances would have to favor it. But he's got a very critical legislative session now where he's trying to get through basic pension reforms. And so he's got to focus on that, and he's smart enough to know that. So if he has a successful session, gets his reforms through, deregulation and the like, then he will, I think, give it a serious look. But he knows that to make moves now just sets him up for failure in the legislative session, and that's, of course, would kill his national chance.
Is there a candidate or two out there that you think would play nationwide that would have a chance? Because I think Sarah Palin would be pounded. There's no question. She always is. Newt Gingrich, maybe. I don't know if Mitt Romney can take hold, but there's certainly a lot of people. Are there one or two that you kind of have your eye on?
I want to see. I don't know much about Governor Pawlenty. I liked what he did on taxes. I like the fact that he admitted he was wrong on cap and trade. If you make a mistake, admit it, get it behind you. I want to see how Mitch Daniels does, how Haley Barbour does. I'll be taking a look at some of these governors. And with Governor Romney, I think he has not yet handled satisfactorily what he did in Massachusetts on health care. He put a mini version of Obamacare in Massachusetts, including the individual mandate. That doesn't sit well with people these days.
So many issues out there. What was your take on Wisconsin and what's going on with what the governor is doing up there with the unions?
Well, I think he's did the things that had to be done, reform the process that led to the mess in the first place. It's one thing to make changes on formulas, but if you don't reform the process that led to the crisis, you know that in a few years it's going to come back again. So he stood his ground. The unions knew this was going to be a big battle, so they decided to go put all the chips on the table. And so, sure, the governor takes a hit, but that's what leadership is about. But at the end of the day, I think what people are going to remember is his grace under pressure, that he felt he had a very important thing to do and did it, and was willing to take the consequences for it. That's leadership.
Can I tell the NFL you're available to mediate?
Give me $9 billion and I'll come up with a way to satisfy everyone.
$9 billion? Can't they figure this out? Come on. Very frustrating. A lot of people depend on the NFL, their businesses, side businesses, catering businesses, and all these people are divvying up $9 billion. It's just, they've just got to fix that.
Yeah, I think one way or the other, they know they better get this season going because people's moods are, the people are in no mood, Given all the problems we have for this kind of thing.
Well, I wish you'd run again, darn it. I really like your common sense. Absolute. Here's the deal. And Steve Forbes has always given that, and you're awesome. I really appreciate your time this morning, Steve.
Davey, thank you, and keep moving.
Will do, sir. I'll be in touch. Thanks so much.